You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are your co-hosts for this show, the Brothers Layman, Chris.
And Jonathan. Going on, ladies and gentlemen. Another day. Another victory. Another fantasy victory. Just always feeling good. I don't know. I don't know. Me, I don't know what losing tastes like right now. The playoffs, you know, and then the Super Bowl, and then that whole summer of just feeling it, and now we're 2-0, and I just don't know what a loss feels like after a while.
Talking that ish.
Hey, because I can.
Hey, man, we in the week 2. You know, things are going good for your squad.
Yeah, they is.
Not so good for some other folk. Mm-hmm. We at that 2-1, you know, week 2. Some got a number of teams that are sitting nice at 2-0.
That's right.
Other teams that are 0-2.
Ugh.
Hoping they can turn that around.
Mm-hmm.
We got college football still keeps going. Somebody out there feeling good. Mm-hmm. We're going to get into that.
Mm-hmm.
Some interesting stuff regarding college basketball in the state of North Carolina. And you know, we got our 5 minutes with Grandpa, Noise Awards, what the fuck moments, all that for you. So if y'all want to get in touch with us, y'all want to talk some sports with us, comments, feedback, any of that good old stuff, you can reach out to us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter @brotherslayman. You can leave us a voicemail, 323-455-4219. Read iTunes and Stitcher reviews. And you can always get at us, leave a message on the show page at the website blackisonline.com.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, any comments, concerns, anything that y'all want to know about, or if you want to brag about your squads or anything, you know, if you want to pat me on my back or anything like that, any good stuff like that, please leave us messages and we will definitely get back at you.
That's what's up. So we got a lot of feedback to get to.
All right.
A number of our folks sent us and stuff.
All right.
Going the order of it came. I got a couple of voicemails from the homie K Mart.
What up, K Mart?
All right, week 1 thoughts. Let's hear
them. Mm-hmm.
Brothers, this is your boy K Mart. I'm just calling just to chop it up real quick about the NFL week 1 season. Just want to just throw my little 2 cents in, see what you guys think. First off, shout out to my Philadelphia Eagles. Nice little opening day win over the Browns. Hell, I'll take it. I'll take it at this point. Carson Wentz, I like what I saw from the eye test. He was poised in the pocket. He looked very good, threw some very nice passes. I'll take it. Defense did well. I like what I'm seeing. You just got to just keep it going. Let's see what happens next week in Chicago. The Minnesota Vikings, man, that defense is nice. 2 defensive touchdowns. I mean, man, constantly getting pressure on Mariota. If they can get some solid play out of Sam Bradford or whatnot, I think they can be a force in the NFC North. They just got to just get AP right. But other than that, I mean, I think they'll have something to say towards the end. The Raiders, Baylor's Raiders, man, those are some big, big balls Jack Del Rio has going for 2. I love the call. I loved it. honestly, I thought when old boy from the Saints lined that field goal up, I thought he was gonna hit it. Shoot, it was right on target, just a little bit long. Well, not long, but it was wide left. But hey, you know, it is what it is. Keenan Allen, man, I hate that. I hate that. I hate when I saw him. As soon as he went down, I already knew it was his knee. His knee was gone. Man, prayers going out to that brother, man. Hopefully he can get back, because that dude is an animal out on that field. The laugh of the damn day. Matter of fact, what me and some of my friends called the damn donkey of the day. Terrence Williams of the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, man, you know what? Hey, whenever the Cowboys lose, hey, it's a great day for me. So that's all I got to say about that. I do have a question, though. Going to the Monday night game. Antonio Brown and Big Ben, do you guys think that they've entered that discussion with the in terms of all-time great duels with, like, names such as Manning and Harrison, Brady and Moss, Kelly Reed, Montana Rice. I mean, the list goes on. Do you think they've entered that discussion in terms of all-time great duels? Even though, like, I mean, they've been together for about five years or so. But like the last 3 years, man, they've been putting up some numbers. So just want to just open up discussions. Want to see what you guys think. Anyway, you guys, I'll catch up with you guys later. It's your boy, K-Mart. Peace out.
All right, man.
Appreciate that, K-Mart.
Yeah, man. Interesting week one. I would say they've gotten into the discussion. I don't know how, you know, in terms of ranking, per se, with them guys. But, you know, they're there right now. They need to just pile up some playoff wins, get a couple rings to add to that, because I believe he was not part of the team. He was not part of either of those two championships that Ben Roethlisberger has. So
correct. So
you know that's a big factor.
That being the case, I don't put them in the discussion as of yet.
Okay.
Because the team, the duos he named, got rings.
Mm.
Manning Harrison, they got a ring.
Well, Brady Moss don't have one.
Who? Oh, the Brady and Moss. Well.
Yeah. But that was
that was a historic year, though.
Yeah,
that was unbelievable. But even that one, that was 1 year, so I wouldn't necessarily put that in the best duos necessarily. Right. But Rice was. Montana, Rice and Young. Mm-hmm. You know who else? I got Irvin and Aikman.
Mm-hmm. You said Peyton and Harrison.
Like, tap my team. You can go Elway and Rod Smith, killing them. I mean, there's some great duos out there. It's just they got to have the ring.
Yeah,
you get the ring, you're in the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, as far as – I mean, they're right there, though.
Yeah.
They're right there. They're knocking at the door. But they got to get that bling. One half of them has it. You got to get the other one. You got to get the other one. Yeah,
they at least got it. He's got to get closer, you know, maybe – at least you got to get it to the AFC Championship. You got to get around that where you're like, the Super Bowl, you can taste it.
Plus, it's a different league now. They're passing way more than they used to.
Mm-hmm.
So that we got to put that into account with his bloviated damn numbers. Because I'm like, dude, if Jerry Rice was playing in today's age, he'd probably have 2,000 catches. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we, you know, got to put things into perspective. So. They're there, but I can't put them in the discussion yet. Just quite yet.
All right.
If they get some bling, then I can talk.
Yeah, there you go. All right, he can send another one in. This one just says response.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Here we go.
What up, brothers? This is your boy, K-Mart. I heard BTG's voicemail. It was pretty funny. He has some fun takes. He has some very funny takes out there. Baylor, nobody's trying to steal nothing from you, bruh. But if you think I did, oh well. It's funny just the simple fact that a Raiders even trying to clap on somebody in the first place. Bruh, have you guys gotten your playbook back from John Gruden yet? Mm. I mean, man, it's been since 2003, man. Oh, man, that's a long-ass time. Damn. Man, come on, dog. But Baylor, he had the nerve to say in 2 to 3 years they'll be in Super Bowl contention. Really? Really? Super Bowl contention. Bruh, let's crawl before you walk. Man, let's talk about just let's get to the playoffs first before we start talking about championship contention. Let's focus on not coming in fourth place in our division consistently. Ooh. Then maybe we can start talking about Super Bowl appearances and possible championship contenders. First of all, and then on top of that, he had the nerves even to call out our rookie quarterback, Baylor. Come on, dog. Man, let's go through some of the QBs you guys had since 2003. I mean, look, man, Marcus Tuiasosopo, Aaron Brooks, Josh McCown, Andrew Walters, Charlie Fry, Bruce Gronkowski, Kyle Bowler. Hell, y'all had Carson Palmer. Oof. Matt Flynn.
Damn.
I forgot. The infamous Jamarcus Russell getting high off that scissor. Anyway, bruh. Real quick. Didn't Nick Foles throw 7 touchdowns on you guys about a few years ago? I mean, bruh. Jonathan, Chris, let me know. Peace out, y'all.
Clapping back.
Clearly all the boys. Oh my God, that is jokes.
I'm saying the Raiders, I mean, yeah, y'all on the up and up now. Mm-hmm. You know, had some struggles, which we'll be getting into.
And yes, that infamous game is Nick Foles' highlight of his career. And it was, yes, against the Raiders. And he dropped 7 of them. Seven of them. Oh, Baylor, I know right now you probably don't even want to hear this.
Mm-hmm, I know he's getting...
He's like, man, what the...
With all that. Speaking of him, getting into his his feedback. Week one in the books. All kickers matters, fellas. LOL. Brown and Marshall better bounce back week 2. And let's not forget the bet he made with Antonio Brown this past offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Not much to tell with most teams week 1, but I will say Green Bay looks back on track. Giants actually upgraded with the complimentary wide receiver for Odell Beckham Jr. Shaking my head. What if they would have taken Gurley instead of Flowers? Anyhow, Rams looks like they're headed straight to the number 1 pick again. And if that's the case, go right ahead and make that phone call to Clemson. Deshaun Watson line 1. Well, I don't know that. Detroit might have action this year. With the Bears being who they are, the Vikings defense is strong. Oh, yeah, we got Isley in the building.
She making guest appearances.
But the offense is suspect, even with the great AP back there. If they can split somehow with Green Bay, you never know. I still have the Jags as a sleeper. They just seem like a solid team to me. Other than the Giants, I have nothing to say about the NFC East. I mean, Dallas won't drop any plays for Dez, and the Browns open up against the other team. Cousins didn't like that. Or what?
He didn't like that,
No, he didn't like that, You like that, not? I love the gutsy call in the Raiders-Saints game. Coach knew we could give Breeze the rock again. The DBs not built for the Cooks and D-Jacks of the world. Overall, it was a good week 1. Fantasy-wise, yeah, I know. Don't panic on AP or Gurley, right?
Exactly.
Maybe so much on AP because he does have 2 somewhat solid QBs over there, at least to help with the passing game. The Rams have no wide receivers, no tight ends, and most importantly, no QB at all. And it'll be rough for Gurley and for AP as well, which you couldn't pass up on either in the first round with the early pick. Nah?
Nope.
My advice, if you're going to sell, you better aim high and make sure it complements your team. If not, just sit it out and see if and when they break out. Super Bowl predictions if healthy. Steelers versus Panthers. Winners, Steelers.
Ooh.
Shout out to you, Baylor.
Shout out, Baylor. I mean, appreciate
we was talking
that.
About it. Yeah, now, if that prediction comes true, then, yeah, maybe Brown and Big Ben can get in that discussion.
And as far as selling on Todd Gurley and them, I mean, I got Todd Gurley, and Baylor looks like I might be beating you, sir. I'm just saying.
Yo, you know he talking.
Oh, I'm talking my smack boy.
He beat me last week.
Oh, I'm talking mine. You better pray to God Jordan Matthews don't do nothing tomorrow. Because all I need, if he give me a touchdown, I'm good. You lose.
Mm.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I wouldn't panic on either one of them early.
After two games, you can't panic unless you got a Jeremy Hill or something. Like some then you can panic. Jesus Christ. But yeah, we'll get into that. I'll get into that in my 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. All right, then we got a couple more voicemails here.
Oh, Lord.
There's somebody we hadn't heard from in a minute.
Okay.
Brothers Layman, what's going on, man? Teddy D. Listen, I've been listening every week. My apologies. My feedback has been slacking, but y'all are killing it as usual. Let me start off by saying, just echoing what I said on Twitter, shout out to the homie Jay, man. That's what's up. Welcome to the frat, brother. It's a great time. Man, only thank advice you, I can really you. Give as a husband is just, you know, don't say no. Don't say no during this whole period, man. And, you know, just take everything in stride. It's not you that she may get mad at. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah, I've been trying to do that.
Listen, this NFL season has started off great. And my two teams are looking all right so far.
Two?
So the Bucks and Bengals. But here's the thing that I don't understand. How are these Raiders fans so hyped for their team, thinking that they about to, you know, make a real run? Like, first off, the fact that nobody knew that LJ was a Raiders fan until they were good again tells you how lame that dude is. But BTG, calm down, man. Calm down, bro. This is not Rich Gannon trying to take y'all back to relevancy. Like, y'all are just starting to come around the corner. Oh. Just starting to get there. Just temper your expectations. That's all I'm saying, man. Other than that, man, I'm calling y'all Friday on purpose because this is the day before my Cardinals play Florida State. Chances are, you know, that game isn't going to go great. But, listen, I want you to hear my optimism before the game takes place.
So, all right.
You know, we'll see. There's always a chance, man. Other than that, keep up the great work. And if you listen to the Brothers Layman, hey, make sure you listen to the break, too. Y'all are killing it with this series with the police officer because I'm over here talking to the phone, asking him questions like I'm in the room. So always great work with you and Casey, man. So keep it up, man. I'm listening, and much love. Peace.
Hey, appreciate that, Teddy. The most famous man in podcasting. You see, he's so famous, he ain't got time to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate the feedback, sir.
Man.
Nah, but.
Being a father life, man. I know.
Yeah, I get it. But, hey, man, we'll get into your game, but kudos to you.
Mm-hmm.
Kudos to Louisville. Y'all got the next big thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. And you know, like, he going to clap back at these Raiders.
Oh, of course. Well, Baylor been taking shots for forever. It's like, all right, you know, let me drop the mic.
You're right. And it's all your two teams.
The Bucks and Bengals. At some point, Teddy, you are going to have to explain yourself for that one. I'm like, number one, how do you have two teams? I'll give you kudos. At least they in different conferences. But I need to know. Because you got up north in Ohio, and you got all the way down in Florida. So I got to figure that out. But, you know, Louisville, I guess, is the Midwest, quote unquote. So,
yeah. You know, I heard somebody from Black Action. Now that, was kind of like, they not. I want to hear that. Somebody explain that to me. What? How that worked between the Midwest and what do y'all consider... What states are considered the Midwest?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I know for sure Missouri. Indiana and Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
I know that for sure. That's Midwest.
Yeah, no, Ohio. But, you know.
But the rest of it, I don't know. Yeah, wouldn't Ohio be considered North?
I don't know. It's easy for us out here.
Yeah.
The West.
But, you know, I guess they consider Colorado West, too. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I just know I'm on the far west.
All right.
Where it goes down.
Yep. And we got one more.
Uh-oh.
From Kmart sent this in today.
Oh, appreciate that, sir.
What up, brothers? This is your boy Kmart. You know what? I'm going to keep this shit short and sweet. Jonathan, your donkey boy saved my ass in fantasy football. They the real MVPs. Peace out.
Thank you. That's all I got. I've been trying to tell y'all. I tells y'all, look, draft Denver's defense. They ain't going to let you down. What they give y'all today? Two touchdowns? Like, I mean, I'm just saying, ladies and gentlemen, best defense in the league. I wasn't lying last year. I ain't lying this year. If my team was going to be worse, I would have said as much. But we lost two starters. We lost Malik Jackson, who I'm still waiting to show up on the stat sheet in Jacksonville and make an impact. And who else we lose? Danny Trevathan, who again, Chicago, waiting for them to do something good. So I'm just saying, it ain't we still got the bajillion-dollar man in Von Miller, who making Madden commercials now, doing the damn thing, doing his thing, making plays, winning games for us today. You know, I'm just saying, man, Baylor, how dare you? How dare you talk about my crappy cornerbacks? See, F this. We got to get into this game.
No, let's start into the. We talking about yours.
God dang it, Baylor.
They handle business against them Colts. 34-20.
Show enough did. Andrew Luck couldn't do nothing.
Yeah, I think it was like his third worst outing or something like that.
Ever. Couldn't do nothing. What did we do to Aaron Rodgers last year? Held him to like 90 yards. Can't do nothing.
Well, the Andrew Luck, 21-40, 197, one touchdown, one interception, sacked five times.
Hit like 1,000. Mm-hmm. I mean, we was crushing the baby. Defense was once again swarming. And just Trevor Siemian, man, I told y'all, all we need is somebody to manage the game. I don't need a flashy quarterback. I don't need Peyton Manning-esque. All I need is somebody who just makes minimal mistakes and can move the chains. And he does both.
Yeah, I mean, he
had one pick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a little fluky. It was on a screen pass. Thank God. The dude, I guess the dude who picked it off had like a previous ankle injury. No, so he was running to the house. And he was like, oh, just fell down. You were we caught a break there.
With that defense, yeah, man. But I mean, both Andrew Luck's turnover with the interception and the fumble.
The pick six to Aqib Talib. Baylor, I thought our DBs was trash. What happened?
Yeah, he read that one.
What happened? I thought our DBs couldn't do nothing. Oh, we shut down one of the best young QBs in the league, didn't we? Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. And then just the offensive, just they did what they had to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, C.J. Anderson, another touchdown. I told y'all he'd draft the man because he's going to have a big season. I'm just saying, man. Demaryius Thomas really surprised me because he was talking about he was scared to, like, cut and do certain cuts on his hip. So I was like, oh, well, he's just going to be a decoy. And lo and behold, he almost cracked 100 yards.
Yeah, 5 for 90, 7 targets. Like, hey, wow, okay.
You know, early fantasy predictions, Virgil Green, give me them.
Yeah, you can tell he happy over here.
You know I am, man. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my squad. I don't know what it's like to lose.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And then we got Cincinnati next week. Let's go, ooh, baby, and we on the road. Ooh. Let's get it cracking.
That's nothing nice test.
First big, huge test. We got A.J. Green to deal with. Let's shut him down, folks. Let's shut him down.
You're talking about the squad, Baylor.
Yeah, what'd your crappy corners do?
Yeah, lost to Atlanta 35-28.
Oh. What did Matt Ryan do to your excellent corners?
In Oakland,
too. Shredded them, didn't he? Oh, the black hole. Oh, the black hole. Black hole got some touchdowns thrown through it. Wait a minute. I'm looking at it myself. Matt Ryan was 26-34, 396 yards, 3 TDs.
No picks.
No, he had one.
Oh, he did?
One interception.
Yeah. 3 TDs, 1. That's Derek Carr.
Baylor, what about your DBs? What about your corners? What about Sean Smith getting burned by Julio Jones? I'm just saying, sir. Yep. You talking about my corners.
Julio Jones, 5 for 106.
You talking about my corners. You talking about your corners. I'll give it to the Raiders. They tried. They didn't quit. But Jack Del Rio, he's got to stop rolling the dice all the time.
Yeah.
I saw they went for it on fourth down kind of early. And he came back to bite him.
He went for it again, like on
it was like
at the 50 or something. I'm like, you may want to pin them back.
Yeah, it was like, all right, that
you don't trust your defense.
Yeah, you getting a little too happy now. Well, you should trust your defense.
Mm-hmm.
You got Von Miller 2.0 all back there. Well, clearly he don't trust they DBs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, Baylor.
Mm.
Don't talk about my DBs. Our backups, my DBs.
Some other standout games that instant. It's so many. What I got on here? Hey, let's jump because there's a lot of different things. The New England Patriots, you know, great week one victory. Mm-hmm. Real shocked that they went into Arizona and got that W. Jimmy Garoppolo looking good.
Yeah.
And in this game, he was looking pretty good.
Yep.
You know, they were beating the brakes off of the Dolphins. Then all of a sudden, he get hit. Oh.
Kiko Alonso laid that lick on him, boy.
Mm-hmm.
He was down for the count.
Yeah, and they went back. Looks like he got a right shoulder injury, according to Belichick. It's day-to-day.
I heard it could be a couple weeks he's out, a couple games he's out, which, that ain't what they want. They like, all right, Brady, come on.
Mm-hmm. We need you for 4 games.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden. Sit on that show. He's like, he getting up kind of slow. That's not good.
Yeah, apparently he had to go to the hospital after the game.
Yeah, I mean, they taking their precautions. But, I mean, up to that point, he was 18 to 27, 234 yards, 3 touchdowns, no sack. I mean, they were moving the ball.
He was killing them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sucks.
And Jacoby Brissett.
Out of North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Gonna need you. Need more LeGarrette Blount. If you got LeGarrette Blount, 29 carries, 123 yards and a touchdown, he going to get that work.
Thank you.
That work. I mean, Martellus Bennett stepped up.
Yes, he did.
5 for 114 and a touchdown.
You're going to have to do more of that.
Julian Edelman, 7 for 76 on 11 targets.
Mm.
Like, handle business. Miami, they fought at least.
Miami looked all right.
Cause it was like, are y'all going to do any damn thing?
Well, they lost Arian Foster.
Yeah, all that. Groin injury.
You're like, oh, my God.
Don't know how long he'll be out. You're like, well, we knew it was coming. Feel like it's always with that news. So,
yeah.
That was a rough
one. That was a huge blow. So, I would say buy high on their pass catchers. Mm. They're going to be throwing it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just because I think I still have, what's the name? Devontae Parker. No, he's like 13 targets. 8 for 106. You know, nice bounce back game for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he missed the first game, so this was a nice showing because he ain't done nothing up to this point.
No. Nope.
It was like, come on, dude.
Jarvis Landry, 10 for 137. Air it out. But, I mean, come on, Miami, 0-2.
Yeah. Don't want to start off that way. Because you know what they say. Teams that start off 0-2 85% of the time, they don't make the playoffs. Oh, my God. I'm like, I hate these stats.
Mm. Another 2-0 team, Pittsburgh Steelers. Had that matchup with the two teams that just don't like each other.
Yeah, what did my wife call them? Forget. What is the term she used? It ain't Rough Riders. It's some term she used for the Cincinnati, but she just don't like them. She's a Steelers fan.
Oh, the division rivals. I hate you. Everything bad happens to you and nobody else.
Hate everything about you. I hate your black skin. I hate my gums because they so
black. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger in this game, 1937, 259, 3 touchdowns, couple interceptions out. D'Angelo Williams, 32 carries, 94 yards. 32 carries. Get that right.
Mm.
I got Le'Veon Bell, so hopefully he get that same kind of treatment.
I mean, it's hard because now that D'Angelo Williams been working, you like got to keep him going because he's been producing.
Can't rush him back.
Yep.
You know, quiet game for Antonio Brown. 11 targets, though. You love that. But only 4 for 39. Guy can't produce every time.
You go in knowing he ain't going to give you gold every single time out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jesus Christ. The man gets double teamed every game.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, they pulled the victory out until you said it. Jeremy Hill, 11 carries, 22 yards.
I'm about ready to sell on him.
I mean, they only have 46 yards as a team rushing the ball. You know, but Giovanni Bernard got himself 9 receptions for 100 yards and a touchdown on 11 targets. 11 targets? Jesus.
Well, a lot of that was catcher mode and dink and dunk and all that, so.
You know, AJ Green on the opposite end, quiet himself, 8 targets, but only 2 for 38. Yep, that sucks if you got him, which I do. But Pitt, they sitting at 2-0. Another 2-0 team. Them Houston Texans.
Got to give it to Brock Osweiler.
Hey, I mean.
He's doing enough.
Yeah.
He's doing enough, and they are feeding Lamar Miller.
Man.
Feed that man.
Yeah, beating KC.
Thank you.
Chiefs, 19-12. Alex Smith ain't going done. He didn't go done today. 20-37, 186 yards.
Not against that defense.
4 sacks.
Oof.
Yeah, it's rough. Yeah, Brock Osweiler, 19-33, 268 yards, touchdown, 2 interceptions. But Lamar Miller, 25 carries, 83 yards.
Keep feeding them.
Get to them. You know, somebody's number one pick, DeAndre Hopkins.
Showed
7
up.
For 113 and a touchdown on 11 targets.
What will Fuller do?
On 7 targets, 4 for 104.
Well, if he's still on the waiver wire, pick him up now.
Man.
Right now.
If he's still on the waiver wire, you must be playing the 18 league. Because, damn. He should have been. If he was not drafted, he should have been gone after week one.
Ooh.
Like, your bench just that deep. Like, I have. There's no way. Jeremy Maclin, 6 for 68 on 15 targets. Lord have mercy.
He was a
bargain. But that defense stepping up as they do.
Mm-hmm.
Houston, man, they 2-0 sitting pretty.
Yeah. They doing a good job right now, just leaning heavily on the running game, taking your shots when you got them, leaning on the defense. That's what you got to do.
Mm-hmm. Another team, them Giants. Oh, you mad about
she
it.
She don't like them.
Sound like an NFC East fan. Let's not talk about them. They handle business, man. They kind of quieted Drew Brees today.
Man, I mean, this game, you thought they were going to put up points. Because last year, they put up, like, shitload of points.
Yeah, I was like, oh, come on, man.
Yeah.
But then Eli Manning, 32 of 41, 368 yards. Zeros on TDs and interceptions. But, hey, rookie Sterling Shepard on 8 targets, 8 for 117.
Our cousin's cousin.
Man.
Balling as usual.
Mm-hmm.
Spreading it around. I told you. That kid was going to
fall. Victor Cruz had 4 catches for 91 yards on 8 targets. Odell Beckham got 11, 8 for 86.
Concede.
So
I got to concede. Victor Cruz.
So far.
He's looking all right.
2 for 2. He's back.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Brees in this game, 29-44, 263 and a touchdown. You know, just okay. You know, he passed Dan Marino for 3rd all time in yards passing.
Oh, nice. Oh, shoot. If you got Willie Snead, you happy.
Man, Willie Snead again, 554 and a touchdown.
Yeah, my boy asked me earlier. He was like, should I go Willie Snead or Dez Bryant? I'm like, go Dez Bryant.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, I was like, you got to go Dez, man. You can't just not play Dez.
No. Willie Snead, I mean, he's putting in the work right now.
He is. He said he wanted to hit 1,000 yards. He on his way.
He making this one. Brandon Cook, 7 for 68. I'm like, okay.
Give me them targets.
Mm-hmm. Mark Ingram, only 9 carries for 30 yards. Just 41 yards rushing at the team. I mean, but look, New York only has 64 yards rushing, so.
Mark Ingram's going to start churning it out, man.
Mm-hmm.
He always does.
Ugh, but, you know, fortunately for New Orleans, you on that 0-2 side.
Jesus Christ.
Two winnable games, too. So, I mean, you can't get too mad, but got to find a way to get them done.
Exactly.
Since I know M. Nkuzi asked about that, we were talking about on Twitter with Willie Snead versus Brandon Marshall, that he stepped up. Them Jets came with it on Thursday night. Buffalo.
Got a little bit of a scare.
Mm-hmm.
You were like, Brandon Marshall, no!
I know. You're like, oh,
no! Oh, he's back. Whew.
Yeah, I was happy too. I was still really like, oh my God, not Brandon Marshall.
I bet y'all Brandon Marshall owners were. Y'all were like, hold my breath.
And he came
through. Oh, he's good. Okay.
Yep. Because he wasn't getting no targets. I mean, if you need talking about somebody, Quincy Inouye.
Yeah.
I mean, I was listening to the game like, okay, is he the only person on the team you're going to throw to? Really?
He's the slot dude now.
I mean, it was like the first 5 or 6 passes. It was like, what? Why did he get all the passes? Come on, man.
He's a slot dude. He's big. He's physical. So, again, I mean, if you are desperate for receivers, somebody you might want to look into.
Mm-hmm. On them bye weeks. Mm-hmm. Brandon Marsh, 6 for 101. Eric Decker, 6 for 126 as a touchdown. And after a bomb week one, Matt Forte, 30 carries. 30. He wasn't getting 30 in Chicago. 30 carries, 100 yards. Three of them touchdowns. Three of them.
I got him in one of my leagues on ESPN. I looked at my phone and said, 30 points? He gave me 30 points?
Give it to me.
Give me them W's. That's what I'm talking about. Matt Forte. About apes. Like I said, man, you don't sign no dude like that to just split carries and
Nope.
Work that man.
Give to
them. They letting you know, folks, just because you're 30 don't mean you can't run no more.
Nope.
They killing that trend.
Man, he came with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Give him to me. Justin got to be happy. Buffalo, Tyrod Taylor bounced back game, 18-30, 297, three touchdowns.
Two huge plays.
I mean, most of that, you're just like, what? You're like, come on.
Deep ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Marquise Goodwin,
mm-hmm.
2 for 112, one of them 84 yards. So, I mean, yeah, he did all right. But, I mean, Buffalo 0-2, unfortunately, already fired their coordinator, Greg Roman.
Sources said
that
he had no choice. They were like, you got to fire somebody.
Oh, like they actually
heads got a roll for this one.
Mm.
And he's like, all right, fuck it. Yeah, it ain't going to be mine.
Yeah, he said it was all his decision.
Yeah. Like,
okay. You were like, yeah,
the powers that be were like, you better make a decision or we'll decide about you.
Mm-hmm. And one of the other big games, shout out to the folk in L.A. Happy that first game with the Rams back in here. And it wasn't pretty.
Oh, it was ugly as hell.
But, I mean, after the ugliness that was week one, 28-0 donut, guys just not in control, just losing their minds. You're like, what? This team is not focused. They are not dialed in. I mean, I didn't even read the article. I heard Bill Plaschke wrote a zinger in the LA Times this week about the Rams. Basically, like, really? Y'all came back here for this bullcrap?
Did you see the Monday night? You didn't see the Monday night game.
Mm-hmm.
It was the most boring game I think I've ever watched. I'm sitting here like,
they didn't come to play whatsoever.
Punt, punt, punt. It was both sides for a while, and then the Rams just, God dang it. I'm just like, play Jared Goff. What more? How much worse could it possibly get? But, you know, that's probably why I don't coach.
I mean, yeah, it was like, okay. I'm like, Jeff Fisher ain't got much time left. But I will say, up against a really good team, which granted, they have played Seattle very tough in the past. You know, Case Keenum, 18-30, 239, couple sacks. Todd Gurley, 19, only 51 yards. This is just, the defense came to play.
Yep.
You know, they held Russell Wilson, 22-35, 254, no touchdowns.
Yeah, unfortunately, my starting quarterback didn't do shit this season, so I was like, oh, great. Thanks.
Yeah, just nothing against. So shout out to them Rams. They got that W.
Shout out to them, man. I know the city of LA was ecstatic.
Mm-hmm. Nice bounce back. I know fools was at that.
The Coliseum.
7 o'clock. Getting ready. Tailgate back in effect.
Oh, yeah. That Coliseum was rocking.
Mm-hmm. I know it was. Mm-hmm. Other games out there. Oh, 2-0. Baltimore Ravens.
Hey, and even more shout out to the Ravens because I guess reports came out earlier that their defensive line coach passed away.
Ooh.
Let me get his Clarence Brooks, African American brother. Mm. And he died last Saturday from esophageal cancer.
Mm.
So, you know, I'm sure the defense, after, you know, they started off slow.
Yeah.
But, you know, they put it all back together. And, you know, I'm sure it felt good for them to get a win for him. And, you know, prayers go out to his family, to the team and all of them. But, you know, excellent win. Excellent comeback. Because you were like, they about to lose to the Browns.
I mean, they were after the first quarter, they down 20-2.
Yeah, and you were like, Isaiah Crowell going dumb on y'all?
Isaiah Crowell, 18 carries, 133 yards, including the 85 yarder. Just like, oh my God, really? This was going down.
Corey Coleman was going nuts.
Five for 142 touchdowns. You're like, what the hell is going on?
Oh, man.
But they held the ship. Joe Flacco, 25-45, 302 yards. Two touchdowns, two interceptions, no sacks. Mm. And then receiving-wise, Dennis Pitta, you're back. 12 targets. Got nine receptions, 102 of them. Mm.
I'm just saying.
Steve Smith, 3 for 64. Just trying to hold on.
That's why when you asked me this morning, I was like, not yet. I wouldn't just dump him yet.
Yeah, he's getting the targets. Because
he's going to get targeted. He's getting targeted.
It's just Mike Wallace cashing in right now. I'm like, man, are you third behind him, Pitta? Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's the hard part. But at this point, I would say, yes, make that move. Because Phillip Rivers ain't got nobody.
Really? But yeah, man. We know Joe Flacco love him some Dennis Pitta.
Yes, he does. And then
Cleveland side of things, I mean, oh, Lord.
It just keeps going.
So, yeah, they had, like we said, RG3 went on IR with a shoulder injury. Now it's come out he could be out possibly 10 to 12 weeks. Like, oh, Lord.
In which I tweeted, he's done for the season. That's it then for the season. And then word came out after today's game that Josh McCown could be, I guess the Cleveland brass, they're bracing for the worst from his MRI report, which means USC Trojan fans, Cody Kessler might be starting next week, which God help him for whoever defense he's going against, because they're going to be like, oh, hell yeah.
Man, Cleveland, what's going on?
Hell no.
Tired of this crap.
I mean, look, they.
I mean, like 2 weeks, you down to your, after 2 weeks, you probably down to your third quarterback.
Who's a rookie? Hey, good luck to Cody Kessler, though.
Yeah.
Gary Barnage, where you at?
Yeah.
Because they're going to need you.
Yeah, they are. They on.
Oh, Lord. Well, I will say this. People was talking about Cody Kessler starting after he got drafted. So I'm like, clearly they see something in him.
Yeah, that's what you want to do.
I guess. Do what you do.
And then, you know, some of the smaller games, Carolina smacked them 49ers, 46-27. Although it was close for a minute.
It was close for a second. I was like, oh, come.
I was like, y'all really going to let this team back in? And they did. And it was like, oh, okay, let's get serious now.
And then another injury sighting, Jonathan Stewart, hamstring. Those are tricky. So you don't know how long he's going to be out. You're like, oh, my God.
Like another person? Man, damn it. Stop it. But luckily, Fozzie Whitaker.
And he even left with a concussion for a second. You were like, oh my God, word. But he came back and stayed for him and held it down while Jonathan Stewart was out. But
yes, I mean, 16 carries, 100 yards. I'm sure he'll be picked up. I mean, once again, Cam, 24-40, 353 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception. Just brought it up. Greg Olsen, give me that. 5 for 122.
Mr. Consistent.
The other dude I got, Kelvin Benjamin, backing it up. Week 2, 7 receptions, 108 yards, 2 touchdowns. Clearly, look, with this situation, knock on wood, but you're back. Started right where I left off. Like, okay.
That's funny.
Niners, Blaine Gabbert, 17-36, 243, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions.
Well, he been kneeling, so I'm like, when are we going to see Cap?
Because
at some point, you're going to have to put him in, because Blaine Gabbert is Blaine Gabbert.
Yeah, you got to try something else at some point. I mean, Carlos Hyde, 14 carries, 34 yards. I mean, look, he playing against
Sell.
The Carolina defense.
Sell.
That's what's going to happen.
So.
Nobody else did nothing. Hey, if you started Vance McDonald, 1 reception, 75 yard and a touchdown.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
I hope to God nobody started anybody from San Francisco. You got
somebody.
You either are a fan, desperate, or injured. Because bye weeks ain't here yet, so you can't use that excuse.
Oh, man. Talking about frustration. Detroit blew the damn game. Lost to Tennessee at home, 16-15.
Oh, my God. Detroit is that team where you're just like...
Yeah, they were and they were looking good.
You can't
too.
Even. You, girl, shh.
What's up?
What? You want to talk on the mic? You can't even. You can't understand with Detroit because you're like,
y'all playing so well.
You've got pieces on offense. It's not like you're the Rams who have nothing. You have Stafford. You got Marvin Jones. You got Golden Tate. You got Eric Ebron. You have weapons. And you can't put up more than 20 points?
Yeah, and then, give up 13 in the fourth.
God! Y'all are whack.
Like, you up.
Lord have mercy. The Detroit Lion fans deserve better than this.
Yeah, they do.
Good, my goodness gracious.
Just frustrating.
Jesus. I mean, they are. Because you're like, what? This ain't Scott Mitchell. This is like, God, Matt Stafford is not terrible.
No, what does Stafford put up? 22 of 40, 260, one touchdown, the interception. Not great. Not terrible.
My boy Marvin Jones, though.
On 11 targets. 8 for 118.
I'm telling you, baby. I said he that number one guy. Give him to me. Give me them cookies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
And just for all y'all out there, no, this ain't getting on my nerves, just in case inquiring minds wanted to know. No, this is not getting on my nerves. This is actually enlightening. I'm like, damn, this is what I got to deal with when I got a kid. God damn it.
Yeah, you got to have got to be patient.
Yeah, I see that. I see that, you know.
Arizona, Bruce Arians has some patience after that embarrassing loss.
Yeah, and you Jameis Winston owner is going to have some patience too.
Man, yes.
I told you. Depending on the matchup, I could have told you not to play him this week.
I would have
taken a Tyrod Taylor against the Jets over Jameis against Arizona any day. Because Arizona's defense, after last week, oh no. Patrick Peterson and them boys are like, no, we ain't having this.
Yeah, I took a chance and then what happened? And then all of a sudden.
We came, we saw, we kicked its
ass. Carson Palmer went nuts.
Yeah, they did smack the dude. 40-7. That's that Bucks fans feeling like, God damn.
I know, right?
Yeah, Jameis Winston, 227-52, 243, one TD, and just swapped sides because they need four interceptions.
Woo! Well, one was at the end of the game. He just chucked it up at the very end. So I didn't really count, but. Just
ass.
Yeah, it was a bad showing.
Yeah, it was like, maybe week one was just a fluke. Carson Palmer, 18-31, 308, three touchdowns, taking care of business.
They just ran into a superior opponent. That's all that happened.
David Johnson gave you 45 yards rushing and 98 yards catching on three receptions. That's why he's top five pick. Larry Fitzgerald, ho-hum, six receptions, 81 yards touchdown. And by the way, came out and was like, yeah, I'm retiring. Kill that damn noise. Ooh, I ain't doing shit.
Excuse me, Larry. I love that.
Down. I have no plans to retire after this season.
Sources. I love that. Sources. Sources be saying sources are wrong. That's why I be saying I'm loving it. Let's go, baby. This is what I don't understand. Like every year in fantasy football, it seemed like Larry Fitzgerald ranking drop. And you're like, still, right. As usual, still.
Yeah, and then he goes back to just taking care of business.
Golly, dude.
And this last one, I know Charger fans crying too. Although they, 38-14 against Jacksonville. Phillip Rivers, 17-24, 220 yards. Four of them things.
Chargers are a resilient bunch. Because, losing Keenan Allen last week, losing Danny Woodhead this week.
Yeah, it was like, he got carted off the field.
You saw him go down with that knee. You were like, no, not the knee. Okay. Not the knee.
Damn it. God damn it.
It especially because Keenan Allen went down. You were like, oh, he getting more touches. Mm-hmm. No, I got to find another person. You're like, God damn it.
You know, like,
it's been running backs getting hurt today. Like, God Jesus.
Yeah, we don't know how long Danny went, but when you get carded, it's like,
he couldn't. He couldn't put no weight on it.
Nope.
Oh, it ain't good.
Mold touches from Melvin Gordon. 24 carries, 102 and a touchdown.
And if y'all didn't pick up, what's the kid name? Tyrell Williams?
Mm-hmm.
Get him now.
Tyrell Williams.
Like, don't pause the podcast and go get him. Now.
Six targets, had 3 receptions, 61 yards and a touchdown. He's just going to keep going.
Start plugging Antonio Gates into your number one tight end slots, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Phillip Rivers got nobody to toss it to anymore. He's down to defaults.
Yeah, but he took advantage of this team.
Hey, Travis Benjamin. Damn.
Mm-hmm. I mentioned 6 for 115 and 2 touchdowns.
Give me them. If he is on the waiver wire, run. Pause and go get him now.
Yeah.
Because
Blake Bortles, I mean, he came back to give you something fancy on a 31-50, 329, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, sacked twice. But other than that, 34 yards rushing. Other than that, he gave you 34 yards rushing was more than the rest of them. TJ Yeldon and 7 for 28. Yeah, nothing. I mean, quiet on the man. Allen Hurns, 354. I mean, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They just was getting their butts whipped.
And that Malik Jackson, 2 tackles.
Mm.
That 90 mil, that investment.
Mm.
I'm just saying. Y'all are like, y'all lost Malik Jackson. We ain't lose nothing.
Barely not.
I'm just saying. I know what I'm talking about. Shoot. Yeah, TJ Yeldon. Ugh. I picked him up. Now I'm about to drop him again.
Oh, man.
How you get 8 catches for 10 yards? 8 catches for 10 yards. I can do that.
Mm.
You know how? Just catch it and drop. Like, I can do that. This is why I say when everybody pumping up Jacksonville, I'm like, pump the bricks.
Mm. And then going in right now, the Sunday night game, going into the fourth quarter, Minnesota. That defense up 17-7 on Green Bay.
And what did my sleeper, Stephon Diggs, what is he doing? 8 catches, 167 touchdown.
Mm.
Don't tell me I don't know what I'm talking about.
Mm.
Give me them.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And for Adrian Peterson owners like myself, 12 carries, 19 motherfucking yards.
Hey, I'm just patience. Why? Because now he has a quarterback with Sam Bradford. 21 to 28, 271, 2 touchdowns. Respectable.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got a quarterback who's going to do this week in, week out, they can't load the box on AP no more, which is going to open stuff up for him. So, again, patience.
Yeah.
Patience, folks. If you want to sell high, though, I ain't mad at you.
No,
I wouldn't be mad.
Aaron Rodgers, 13 to 23, 113 yards, 1 touchdown after 3 quarters.
Mm.
Now, we know this Aaron Rodgers.
This Viking defense is good.
Mm-hmm.
It's slept on. It is a good defense.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to not get it twisted.
And then the Monday night games, Philly at Chicago.
Kmart.
Yeah, your team should be joining this 2-0 group.
If y'all don't beat Jay Cutler and them, Baylor going to bat. Just wait to hear from Baylor again. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, you know they're going to be talking.
Oh, yes.
So, looking at right now, the 2-0 teams, you got New England Patriots, Baltimore, and Pittsburgh tied in that division. Houston, the Denver Broncos, the Giants, right now, possibly Minnesota, and maybe Philly. So, 2-0, who any team stand out to you?
2-0. Repeat those things again.
Patriots, Ravens, Steelers, Texans, Broncos, Giants for sure. Maybe Minnesota. Maybe Philly.
I mean, Houston, I kind of expected them to be better than last year.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the biggest surprise is Baltimore.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, they had such a bad season, a downer. I mean, more of it was due to injury, so you expect them to bounce back. But, you know, the way they've kind of looked, it's taken their offense some time to kind of get in sync. But you can see that starting to click a little bit. So, I mean, I'm they could surprise people and really battle for that division crown.
They could,
honestly.
Man. They could.
They're going to surprise some cats.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. I think Houston was expected, but you like what you're seeing out of them after two games. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Baltimore is a surprise.
And after their thing. And the Giants to an extent.
Giants 2-0, they got to be feeling good.
Yeah.
Defense has been playing pretty good. I mean, hold, you know, that Saints offense
to 13 points.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Their defense has improved so far. So far, so good.
Oh, and I'm sorry, because I know we didn't talk about them. Now, how did I forget on the team? They were not a highlight team. Dallas Cowboys got that W.
Good for the Cowboys. You know, good for Ezekiel Elliott looked pretty damn good.
Yeah, that line was handling
that
business.
That line was doing the dang thing. He said he was average the first game, wanted to bounce back, so he did the thing.
They gave him 21 carries, 83 yards and a touchdown.
And they finally had the man, Dak Prescott. Looks like he was pushing the ball a little bit more. Dez Bryant, 12 targets. Better. That's what you
want
to see.
7-4, 102. That's what you want.
That's what you want to see.
That's more like it.
I mean, Cole Beasley is
5-7-5. Six targets.
He getting his targets.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get them. And the defense did enough. They did enough.
Yeah, you held rushing under 100 yards. Matt Jones, not bad, 13-61 and a touchdown. Kirk Cousins, 28-46, 364, touchdown, interception. No, okay, just not enough. Not enough. So the Redskins,
0-2. Josh Norman, you're going to have to get your ass on the best receiver and start guarding. F all this sending them on to Breland. Josh Norman need to man up and start taking the number one guys. I don't care what your scheme is. F your scheme. You need to match him up. Because, fine. So you're going to leave Josh Norman on one side. And you got this dude who's been getting eaten up on the other side. And you're not going to move them around. Fine. I'm going to just move my dude to the weaker guy. Obviously.
I mean, that happens. I mean, look. Obviously. I mean, look. Last week with Antonio Brown. I mean, they put...
Give me them cookies.
They put Antonio... All right, look, a lot of teams do that, because I think he did that in Carolina for a bit, that they kind of had him on one side.
Yes.
It's just he's known now.
He talked too much. No, it's because he talks so much. You get sucked into it and think he's that good.
Yeah, he was getting...
I'm like, bruh, like I tell everybody, where was Josh Norman ranked 2 years ago? Yeah. At the bottom. So I don't want to hear it after 1 year. He got to show me better than this. And 0-2, that ain't good enough. Antonio Brown went off, and Dez Bryant went off. So at some point, you are going to have to man up and take this number one receiver and take them out of the game if you that good.
If they're putting him on one side, then...
Then the defensive coordinator need to get his mess together and start game planning better.
Yeah.
Best corner on the best receiver. So what happens? Fine. Julio, they play the Falcons. Fine. We're just going to let Julio Jones run wild. That makes no sense. See, whatever. This is why the Redskins are the Redskins.
Yeah, that's the skin they run.
That's why they are the Redskins.
That's how that... That's how it works. So, I mean, yeah. But it ain't just about... I mean, if you ain't getting no pressure, you know, team got time to just light you up. That's tough. I mean, look, they played... Like you said, Antonio Brown's lining up every which where. So... I can understand that, because they'll exploit the defense by putting him somewhere to make things tough. Dez Bryant, they're not doing all of that, but Josh Norman should be playing him a lot more. But hey, they 0-2, you know, since I got them other teams 0-2, the Dolphins, Buffalo Bills, Cleveland Browns, Indianapolis Colts, Jacksonville Jaguars, and the New Orleans Saints, and possibly the Bears, I would expect. But, you know, that's why you play the game. So, through these, any team that you feel surprised is there? Like you think?
The 0-2 teams?
Honestly,
Buffalo. I thought Buffalo would be better than they were. Also, Jacksonville, just with all the pub they were getting in the offseason, I'm like, y'all look doo-doo so far this season. So, I'm just saying, they need to get it together.
Yeah, I'm surprised with the Saints. I mean, they're both winnable games, so something is close, but I mean, still, the way you lost, the Raiders suck, and then...
The way New Orleans defense played today has got to be encouraging.
Mm-hmm. Colts, you know, they bounced well, but man, that's a little rough.
Yeah.
Miami, I'm sure, is frustrated as hell. Once again, look, I'm looking right here. New England 2-0, and then you got two teams in their division that's 0-2. Ain't nothing changed.
And it just keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Come on, Big B, talk to your squad. Like, look, we got to do something about Josh Norman. I saw he got tested right afterwards. He was like, this is some bullshit.
Who?
Josh Norman. He was like, I guess it's the first year they actually tested after games. I guess before they didn't do drug testing after games. Like, maybe before or random. But I was like, he was just like, what the hell? Like, okay, that's all right.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Are we testing him because he ain't playing as well? So we're wondering if he doped last year. Is that what it is?
He must have
took something. PEDs something.
But damn, that's rough for him.
Yeah, that sucks.
Other news on there in terms of fines. Week one, your boys, Darian Stewart got fined $18,000. For his helmet hit on Cam.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Marshall fined almost $25,000
mm-hmm.
for impermissible use of helmet.
Mm-hmm.
However, Giants wide receivers Odell Beckham and Victor Cruz did not get fined for wearing 9/11 themed cleats.
Hmm.
Well, so basically, you got to pass that day.
Yep.
Don't be sitting on no knee, nigga. You know, I want to wear these cleats, though. Oh, that's cool. But what was the other dude? You know what? Oh, D'Angelo Williams. I'm wearing these cleats for my mama because she got cancer. Hey, yeah, wait. We have a problem with that. We don't agree with that. Find your ass. speaking of kneeling, I saw Jerry Jones. He ain't feeling that.
Doesn't agree with playing. Jerry Jones from Arkansas. Come on. Really?
One of the most popular dudes in the state of Texas.
In Texas. Come on. You know he ain't down with that.
Yeah.
He don't like that. And you know what? Good. I'm glad you don't like it. I'm glad it's making him uncomfortable. I hope they keep kneeling. Keep doing it. Especially with them damn police officers. See them cops in Miami?
Mm-mm.
In a sense, they're not going to protect the players. Word?
Nigga, it's 53 players plus coaches plus staff. So you don't like when somebody judges the whole group off of a few individuals. You don't like that. But three people out of everybody on the damn field for the Miami Dolphins, three of them kneel. Oh, hell no. We ain't fuck all y'all.
It's like,
dude, I ain't protected none of y'all.
So are you saying you are down with police brutality?
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Are you saying you can react how you want to react based on a certain few people
mm-hmm.
and judge a group off of that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
All right, I see how it is.
Yeah, you know how it goes. But y'all, man, 2 weeks in, can't wait to see what happens next.
I love it, Tony.
Yeah, I'd love it if I wasn't 0-2 in this damn league right now.
Mm-hmm.
Frustrating. Get my shit together. But, yeah, we're going to take a quick break, y'all. We're going to come back. Man, college football looking pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Get into that and more stuff, and then we're getting on to our segments. Y'all listening to the Brothers Lame Sports Happy Hour. Okay.
Bladders Lane and Sports. Happy hour with my daddy and Uncle John.
What's your favorite sports team?
Lakers!
We know Jonathan loves that. Okay. All right, y'all, we're back. Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
If y'all want to talk some football with us, week two in the books, how you feeling? Your team 0-2, your team 2-0, team stuck in the middle, feeling good, not so good, hit us up. Let's talk about it. Email thebrotherslemon at gmail.com, voicemail 323-455-4219, Twitter at Brothers Layman, on the website blackisonline.com.
Hit us up, brag, or vent your frustrations.
Mm-hmm. On this college football with some folk feeling good. Oh, shoot. First, I'll, you know, start with the number one team, Alabama. Hey.
Got a little scare.
Mm-hmm.
Had a little scare there.
Able to hold on to beat number 19, Ole Miss, 48-43. I was like, I'm a little nervous.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got? Number 3, Ohio State, all over number 14, Oklahoma, 45-24. Stanford done smacked on USC, 20-17.
Not surprising. Christian McCaffrey is a beast, son.
Mm-hmm.
That kid is money all day.
Number 12, Michigan State, over number 18, Notre Dame, 36-28.
How about Cal, baby?
Mm.
Beat them Texas Longhorns.
Hey, man, let's handle that. 50-43 in the yay.
They loving it.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, I'm going to say them all the upsets. But right now, you know, I ain't forgot the biggest damn upset. Number 10, Louisville, smacking the shit out of number 2, Florida State, 63-20.
This kid, Lamar Jackson, is the dude.
Man.
He is the next guy. Vic already came out and said he's 5 times better than he was. This kid's a beast. Have you actually watched this kid?
No.
He's freaking amazing to watch.
If you hadn't
it's
seen.
Unbelievable. It's like 13-20, 216 and touchdown. 17 carries, 146 and 4 touchdowns.
Four of them.
The kid, I mean, I'm telling you, you watch him and you're just like,
damn!
That's it. That's it. Cause he's so fast.
Mm-hmm.
He is fast. He's kind of lanky.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't look like he's running that fast. But you were just like, God damn, this little dude is fast. Got an arm too. He's that next dude, man. I like Deshaun Watson. Don't get me twisted. Mm-hmm. I do like Deshaun Watson, but this young man is going to revolutionize things the way he plays the game. Because he run. I haven't seen quarterbacks run like him. Like, he is jumping over dudes. He's making spectacular plays. And you're just like, this is very Michael Vick-esque. But he's like a more accurate version of Michael Vick. Which is very scary.
Oh, man.
Because if Michael Vick was accurate, he'd have been changed the game.
Mm-hmm.
But damn it.
That's crazy. So, yeah. I mean, Louisville came in.
Ridiculous.
Smack us down. Worst loss by Florida State ever. I mean, it's just like.
Hey, Keith, let me see your shoe.
What?
Let me see your shoe.
Why?
Because I have never seen anybody put their foot that far up a guy's ass. Yeah, I guess I did.
Oh, man, you cut him an ass the length of the Lincoln Tunnel. We're going to need a traffic cop on that shit.
I mean, if I could have been a fly on the wall,
man,
in one of them Louisville clubs after that game,
Man, I saw they rushed the field. I saw your pictures, LJ. You was at the game taking pictures with everybody.
Oh, he's the man out there.
I see.
I'm like, he's the dude. All right.
Bucket hat king. I see you.
I see you, bro. I'm like, okay. The Louisville legend is there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go.
All them Ville fans, you get Teddy D. Hey.
Looking good, Billy Ray.
Feeling good, Louis.
You're feeling good. You talking much. Hey.
You got rightfully so.
Talk your damn trash.
After these 3 games, Lamar Jackson is the best player in college football. Right now.
two games. You're like, up. Heisman.
He's that dude for the Heisman right now, but I, to me, it don't. Leonard Fournette is still the best player in college football. Mm. Let's not get that twisted, though. Mm. Leonard Fournette is that dude.
All right.
I'm just saying.
All right. I mean, other upsets. You had North Dakota State upsets number 13, oh. Iowa, oh. on the road, 23-21.
Even without Carson Wentz, they kicking butt. Mm. Ugh.
And then, unfortunately, I'm going to say Nebraska upsets number 22, Oregon, 35-32. Damn it.
And the Pac-12 just does it again. Underachieving. What in the hell?
Let's see. What else we got in other sports news? College basketball, man. North Carolina just dealing with it right now. Mm. The NCAA said they will move 7 championships event this academic year, including the first and second round of the men's basketball tournament. From the state of North Carolina, due to the House Bills 2 law, which limits legal protection on the LGBT community. And on top of that, ACC moving all neutral site conference championships out of North Carolina. And I mean, these are like soccer games. I mean, it's like anything related. Like, damn.
I mean, look, in today's world, you have a lot of homosexuals who play sports. Let's just call it what it is. So if they in North Carolina, they have no protection, basically.
I mean,
they got no rights. That's how it feels, for at least for mm-hmm. I would assume that's how it feels almost for homosexuals out there. It's like, dude, so I go to North Carolina and I don't matter.
No.
I'm treated like shit, mm-hmm. basically. That is not the way things need to be run.
Yeah, so very simple. I'm insane. So now you've had the NBA say, no, thank you. We ain't holding nothing there. Now you got college like, no, thank you. We ain't holding shit there. I mean, I've already heard Steph Curry, you know, he's from North Carolina. Like, yo, I hope it changes. I mean, because we know a lot of people like, you affect the money.
That's when change happens. Mm-hmm. That's when change happens. You hit them in their pockets, mm-hmm. and then they're like, oh, wait, hold on. Maybe we should treat everybody equal. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's all people want is equality, ladies and gentlemen. So if we can't get that, peace out.
Mm-hmm. The mother, shoot. Weird nonsense. MLB, I saw the Orioles out here, Adam Jones. Said blacks in Major League Baseball not speaking of
color. Right on, brother.
It's a white man's sport.
Right on, brother.
They don't need us.
They don't. Dude, do you know how boring baseball is? You can't celebrate. Dude, remember all the hoopla? No pun intended. Remember all the hooting and hollering because Jose Bautista flipped through his damn bat? Mm-hmm. It was like, word. It's a big moment. I hit a home run. I can't celebrate? Oh, he's being disrespectful. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Look at the playoffs.
Even Bryce Harper's come out like, what? This game is whack. And it's coming from a white dude. I'm like, you can imagine brothers want to be flamboyant. We want to flash and,
the thing that all players do.
Willie Mays Hayes. You know, I wish I could do all that.
You telling me there ain't no white player that wants to just be like, smack one and be like, in your face.
I wish I could moonwalk down to first base.
Ooh, you done stared. You stared down the pitcher. Oh, come on.
I hate that.
Like, we make an eye contact for like 5 minutes.
And if I if I stand there and watch my home run go, oh, the disrespect. I'm going to bean you the next time. You're just like, word? Word? I can't talk a little smack. I can't say a little bit of something. God, it's like the NFL. My wife is funny. Because it was like, I forgot what happened. Like when Antonio Brown. When he did the 3 pumps.
Oh, yeah.
Fine. It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that was the one he did 3 pumps.
That's what everybody references now. That Hingle McCringleberry. He got that 3rd pump? Fine.
It's you like, can't oh pop it on TV.
God.
Like, oh, okay.
Okay. Even though they do it on MTV, BET all the time. I'm just, you know.
The cheerleaders are doing it.
The chicks can do it. A brother want to get down and dance or the flag. It's like, God, man. I miss the days of Chad Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Just be creative.
It's just like, God, we can't have fun. Nope. We're supposed to have fun. We can't have fun.
Not the no fun league.
It is a white man's sport. Back to what Adam Jones was saying. I mean, dude, it's like 8% maybe mm-hmm. in Major League Baseball. How many brothers are Honestly, ladies and gentlemen, how many of y'all could name five black baseball players in the MLB right now?
No, it
would probably take you forever.
I had to really think about it.
I mean, the first few minds that come, off the top of my head, I got you. You got Adam Jones.
Mm-hmm.
You got Andrew McCutchen,
mm-hmm.
who was a star, which is nice. You got Ryan Howard still, who's in there. Brandon Phillips from the Reds. Matt Kemp still in baseball, I think. I mean, it's hard. There aren't many of them. So, I mean, you can't blame a dude like Adam Jones for making comments like that when you're like, you look at the sport and you're like, yeah, there's like five.
Yeah.
Especially when baseball used to be dominated with black players. Like, just plethora of black players in baseball. Now, you know, with Barry Bonds and Gary Sheffield and all these dudes and Ken Griffey Jr.'s. Now, you got a handful, maybe, that you can name.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, black kids used to look up to Ken Griffey and your Frank Thomases and Barry Bonds before he got roided. I mean, they looked up to these dudes and were like, I want to do that. Now, who do they have to look up to? Andrew McCutchen? He's like the one star in Adam Jones. Those are the two, if you want to call them star athletes, but in the city of L.A., if you said Adam Jones, most people would be like, oh, you're talking about Pac-Man?
Yeah.
No! Because we don't know them. We don't know who they are. I love me some Andrew McCutchen, but most people in L.A., don't know who he is unless you're diehard baseball fans.
Yeah, I mean, he put on here, and they put down there like,
they just don't know.
In the NFL, 68% is black. NBA, 74%. And he said baseball, just
8%! And I know they got the RBI program, which is supposed to be, you know, one of the started up in the inner city, but, I mean, that's not enough.
Yeah, what?
That's not enough. And people have made the point, baseball is too fucking expensive.
Now, you did.
That's the other problem.
Yeah, you did bring something. Now, he puts in there some of the things he said, not disrespect military. He's not disrespecting people who they're fighting. What he's doing is showing that he doesn't like the social injustice that the flag represents. He believes what he believes in. And as a man of faith, as an American who has rights, who am I to say he's wrong? And then, like you said last time, here's my thing. There's somebody on the 49ers team that commits an act like that across a 70-year-old man and his kid, and nobody's talking about that. But they talk about Kaepernick doing something that he believes in as his right as an American citizen. People need to talk more about that guy than Kaepernick.
Exactly.
He's not receiving the ridicule and public torture that Kaepernick is facing. Is Kaepernick hurting me? No. Is he hurting random people out there? No. I support his decision. At the end of the day, if you don't respect his freedoms, then why the hell are we Americans?
Period.
It's supposed to be the land of the free, right?
It's ridiculous.
And then right after that, at some point, a few days later, I think Tony La Russa was on.
Dan Le Batard's show.
Yeah.
I respect what the man did as a manager, but I 100% disagree with his comments.
You know, it's always, he don't do that. Nobody on my team would do that. And then felt like Kaepernick was being insincere.
Because when he was the guy, he wasn't saying anything. Well, it just so happened that in this period of time, we had so many of the police brutalities happen.
Right.
I mean, it seemed like every day there was another one. Every single day. When Kaepernick was the star, did it still happen? Absolutely. It's been happening for hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't, I don't think, it was. It wasn't like, like this year, it wasn't like this year, where it seemed like literally back to back to back to back to back. It's just going on. You're like, God damn.
See, I don't like that comment because it's basically like, unless you came out of college on some straight militant shit, it's just like why are you protesting now?
You get to pick and choose when you get to do it.
Mm-hmm. If you ain't Jim Brown from the very damn beginning, then we don't believe you.
And
and of course, you know, a part of this is, too, is like, he ain't a star.
And Kaepernick's been giving to charities for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So shut the fuck up and know your facts, number one, before you just start going in on somebody insincere. How about we talk about you with your DUIs and your steroided ass teams? Don't think I forgot your ass had Jose Canseco, the juicer, and Mark McGwire, the juicer, in Oakland and St. Louis.
Mm.
Yeah, don't stone. Yeah, let's not talk about integrity, you punk ass. Let's start. Yeah, exactly. With your steroided ass teams. But yeah, we here we go again. We want equality amongst all people. And that's a problem.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't understand it. Why is that so difficult for people to grasp? This has nothing. No, I'm going to say this again. Our father was in the military. This has nothing to do with the military at all.
No, everything doesn't equate to just the military.
Yep.
So I was like, okay, so that means y'all okay with spending billions upon trillions of dollars on the military?
Exactly.
Meanwhile, people starving, that's okay, though.
Exactly.
That's a heavy-ass topic. Hopefully, we'll see how it goes, because it's keeping going.
Yep.
And if it keeps going, we're going to keep talking about it. And last thing before we get into the 5 minutes, some Russian hackers are accusing a lot of people, Serena Williams and Simone Biles, of doping. And it was like, what the hell?
God,
and then she came out, Simone Biles came out and was like, look, I take this for...
She takes what, like ADHD or something like
that? Yeah, she has ADHD, so it takes it and calms down. But they're like, it's approved. I've already
went through Adderall?
It was like I went through the channels to get this approved. But, you know, it's just them just being hated because they had their own scandal and... The limit committee kicked them the fuck out.
Exactly. Because y'all got caught.
Mm-hmm. And you're like, let's leak some shit. I'm like, oh, well, you do have permission. You know, I'm sure there are reasons to do it. I'm like, she kicked everybody's ass.
Exactly.
So,
and
Serena Williams, it's not like as if, you know, it didn't help her win the U.S. Open. She lost.
Plus, it ain't like she just won today. Mm-hmm. Like, she's been kicking y'all asses for years. So, I don't.
Don't be mad.
Don't hate.
Nope.
Goddamn Russians, man. No offense. I got Russian homies.
It's just like, look, you gotta figure it out. Why are you getting mad at us?
Why you hating?
Why don't you leak something about the committee? Why are you digging at these Americans? I don't like it. We get busted too.
Exactly.
Yeah, you see how they treated. What's my man name who was running against Usain Bolt? They were like, "Why is his ass here? He cheated before."
Oh man,
folks would get like that.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's get to this.
All right.
5 minutes with Grandpa. All
right. So we got the 5 fantasy minutes with Grandpa.
Mm.
All right. So just real quick, let me make this fast. A lot of the stuff I kind of went over throughout the show. Your waiver pickups, most prevalent. I mean, honestly, if you need a tight end, Dennis Pitta is the guy, it seems. His connection with Joe Flacco is looks like it's back. That was his favorite target when he was healthy. But just keep in mind, he is very injury prone.
Mm.
So there's probably a good chance he may get hurt again this season. LeGarrette Blount, if he is available, I don't know why, but he needs to be picked up ASAP. Because with their new rookie quarterback, they are going to be running the ball. Will Fuller, again, if he wasn't picked up last week, I'd stop the tape and go get him now. Anybody from San Diego, offensively, you can pick up. Because, again, they don't have anybody else to throw the ball to now at this point. Melvin Gordon's going to get a lot of touches. So if you got him, smooth move for you because he's getting the rock now. Put him in your starting lineups.
Mm.
as far as like yourselves, Jeremy Hill, get him out of here. If you can sell and get something good for him now, do it while the getting's good. I know people are like, well, he going to, you know, come to November, December, he going to start turning on. We ain't got till. That's too late. Mm-mm. I need investment right now. You got to get to the dance first. I'm just saying. If you ain't in the playoffs and he on your team, it don't matter.
Nope.
Carlos Hyde is another guy I would sell high on only because offensively San Francisco,
they ain't getting it done.
Everybody knows he's the best player on the team. They're going to load the box, and it ain't happening for him. Same with AP. I mean, I expect AP to burst out, though, just because the quarterback play I think is going to be better. It's going to open things up for him. But, again, if you got him and you want to sell high, I would say do it now before he does have a breakout game. Let's see here. As far as matchups, who you should play next week, let's see here. I would say Carson Palmer is a definite must because I'm not. Buffalo's defense has been getting shredded. Who else we got as like must starts?
Let's see. Oh my God.
Russell Wilson got to play him, even though their offense has been a little eh. They play San Francisco, so yeah, I'm not too worried about that.
I just
matchups here. Brutal matchups. I would say as a sleeper, look at Derek Carr. Tennessee's defensive backfield in the greatest. Look for Oakland to bounce back. Who else we got? Oh. If he's healthy, Julio Jones, play him because he's playing New Orleans. Which means he's going off.
Shoot out.
And it ain't till Monday night, so he got some time to get healthy.
I saw Monday, too. Ooh, that's going to be good.
Let y'all know. Let him know. Also, your Dez Bryant folks out there, make sure to play him. Next Sunday evening, they play Chicago.
In Dallas.
In Dallas, they going to beast. That's really it as far as the must plays and, I mean, people to avoid. I'm not really a fan of DeMarco Murray against Oakland's defensive front. I think that's one to shy away from.
Decent game today.
It'd be all right. I would say for Denver's receivers, just be cautious. They are playing Cincinnati. Cincinnati does have a good defensive backfield. Kmart, unfortunately, Antonio Brown. Ooh, stay away from Philly's defense.
Yeah.
Stay away. That's really it, though.
Okay.
But that's all I got for my 5 minutes this week. All
right. There you go. So I totally forgot to bring it up. He brought it up. Let's jump into it real quick. Week 3. You got Thursday, Houston at New England. Somebody's going to be 3-0. Hey, so far so good. Should be 3-3, and they've scheduled it good. Then you got Arizona at Buffalo, Oakland at Tennessee, Cleveland at Miami. Ugh, that's going to be ugly. Baltimore at Jacksonville, Detroit at Green Bay, Denver at Cincinnati. There you go. Minnesota at Carolina. And I just saw, looking over here, Adrian Peterson apparently left the game with a knee injury.
Oh, he ain't coming back. No. Well, I guess so.
Yeah, I got him too. I was like, wait, what? What does that say? All I saw was a picture of him getting loaded on a cart. I'm like, motherfucker.
Damn.
My running game is already weak on the in that league.
Sorry, sir.
Washington at New York. Ooh, keep that hate coming.
Mm-hmm. We'll see if he stays on one side.
Yeah, got
it. I'd be sending Odell Beckham to him every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because now it's like he got somebody good, but you know he got work.
Mm-hmm. Sterling Shepard gonna give it to him,
and if he is on him all day, it's like, oh, just decoy.
Mm-hmm.
You got Rams at Tampa Bay. Frisco at
Seattle. Jameis should kill.
Who's that?
Jameis Winston should kill.
You hope so. That defense tough. Frisco at Seattle. They going to come back hungry.
Yep.
And it's at Seattle. Ooh, sorry, Frisco.
Mm-hmm.
Jets at Kansas City. Might be interesting.
Yep.
San Diego at Indianapolis. Could be a shootout. Two great quarterbacks. He said Pittsburgh at Philly. And then he said Sunday night, Chicago at Dallas. And then Monday, Atlanta at New Orleans. And I guess you'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
If Atlanta hold up, it's part of the bargain. All right. So let's get into these awards, y'all.
Yes, sir.
All right, as we do, start off with the Norse Award.
Norse.
All right. I have three.
Oh, damn.
First one, shout out to Hampton Pirates. Played Howard this weekend. Beat that ass 34-7.
The real HU.
You
know,
in DC. Real HU handling business.
The real HU.
You know it. I seen that on my phone. I was like, are we playing this weekend? Let's go. Let's go. Of course, Teddy D, you asked and you shall receive. Getting a Norse Award for Louisville, smashing the fuck out of Florida State.
Lamar Jackson is that guy. If you play in college fantasy football, congratulations, motherfucking-lations for picking him.
Norse Award to Lamar Jackson.
Man, I put the pussy on the chain wax. on the chain wax. How about that pussy on the chain wax?
That dude is just a monster.
Killing.
And then, yes, for you, Teddy, you know, from the great city of Louisville, not so great state of Kentucky, you know, I know how you're feeling, and you guess this as well.
Yes! Yes! Oh, yeah! Can you feel that, buddy? Huh? Huh? Huh?
Teddy, LJ,
all y'all real out man, there.
Talk your shit.
Yep.
Y'all should be the talk of the town. And you had a college game day come to the to the Yum Center. I don't know. That's what that might be. That might be the basketball stadium. But coming to the Ville, Kornheiser put on that that bird hat. I was like, okay, y'all handle it. So hey, man, y'all had to be a good time in Louisville this weekend. So shout out to y'all. And my last one is going out to Chris Long of the Patriots. Had to share this perspective on Colin Kaepernick. I'm going to read it. It's a little long, but he broke it down. Didn't want no regular sound bites of 15 seconds. Had a lot of thoughts about it, and it's hard because you want to talk to the media. You want to say something about it. As you know with the media, it's a long conversation. If you talk about it for a few minutes, it might take 10 to 15 seconds out of your quote and take you out of context and run with the narrative. But I'll make it pretty clear. I support my peers in exercising their right to protest. This is a wonderful country, and I think everyone agrees on that. But there are things in our country that can improve. I don't think that by acknowledging as a white male that America isn't the same for me, maybe, as it is for everybody, the same great place, that we're complicit in the problem or that we're saying America isn't a great place. If we're saying there are incidents of oppression in this country, systematically or individually in this country, I don't think saying, well, in country X, Y, or Z is 10 times worse is making things any better. I think that may be true, but why can't we improve? I play in a league that's 70% black, and my peers, guys I come to work with, guys I respect who are very socially aware and are intellectual guys, if they identify something that they think is worth putting their reputation on the line, creating controversy, I'm going to listen to those guys. And I respect the anthem. I would never kneel for it. We all come from different walks of life and think differently about the anthem and the flag and what that means. But I think you can respect and find a lot of truth in what these guys are talking about and not kneel. Those aren't mutually exclusive ideas. Listen, it's been complicated. It's brought out a lot of what we as fans and players think about the anthem. A lot of strong feelings on both sides. But I think we can all agree we love our vets. We love the vast majority of officers of law enforcement. But they are human beings too. And there are isolated incidents that need to be better. And I think all guys are saying is, listen, most people might be great cops, great people that protect our communities. But when there are injustices, let's find justice for those situations. I respect my peers. I respect Colin. Colin has really put his reputation on the line. He's been taking the beating. He has also had support. I don't think he did it for publicity. And listen, I'm just going to listen to my peers because I respect those guys and I can't put myself in their shoes. Since Long was in that follow-up question on whether Patriots have meetings on how to handle the national anthem, a lot of guys in the league talked about how we're going to address it. I think the depth of the conversation from guys from all walks of life and all ethnicities shows that guys really are thoughtful about this thing. It's not just like, we're just going to do X and Y. There are differing opinions about the details of how you want to do it. But at the end of the day, I'm proud of my teammates for standing up for what they believe in. And at the end of the day, I don't think they've articulated how they have the utmost respect for the men and women of our military. I think one of my good friends, Nate Boyer, who was a Green Beret, went and stood with Colin and said, hey, I wish you would feel the same way I do about the flag and about the anthem, and I will stand here with you until you feel like you can stand. I thought that was powerful and coming from a guy who certainly could be very upset about Colin's protest. He had an open mind, and I think that's the biggest thing, just have an open mind. We're concerned about the feelings of our vets, and I certainly am, but let's treat our vets better on a daily basis. Why aren't we outraged about the lack of benefits they get? How do we treat our vets when they come home? We should be outraged about those things on a daily basis. I think when an African-American man makes a stand on something like that, then we get upset on behalf of those great men and women. I think we need to just think about our patriotism in general as a country.
Deep words.
Yeah, I read all that and I was like, wow.
Keeping it real.
Pretty thoughtful. Mm-hmm. You know, just saying, you know, look, we need to have some discussion. I respect them using their rights. They're not doing anything to put anybody in jeopardy or harm. I was like, it's just a conversation that we need to have. Like we said, it's okay to love something and let it know, like, hey, we need to improve on these areas. And just saying we need to improve doesn't mean it's total shit.
Mm-hmm.
It just means things this is good,
get better.
But let's get better on these
exactly.
fronts. And that's it. So shout out to him. Absolutely. I thought, you know, I was like, I got to read all this because this is real powerful. And
yeah.
you're glad you have guys who are like, you know what, I wouldn't do that, but I support you in what you want to do. And the fact that he had a vet that was like, look, you know, I wish you would stand for it. I'm going to help you out so that at the end of the day, once things change, then you will stand.
Mm-hmm.
Great. I love it.
That's what we want.
All right. That's all I got.
All right. So for mine, I just got like one.
All right.
So 4 visually impaired Paralympians finished the 1500 meter final with times that would have actually won the Olympic Games.
Damn.
The gold medal at the Olympic Games. So just shout out to those Paralympians who are doing their meets and trials right now out there. And I know it's not getting the pub, of course, that the actual Olympics got, but to see that they actually probably would have broken an actual record in the Olympics and they're disabled, it's like, damn.
That's what's up.
Y'all are good at your craft,
mm-hmm.
for sure. So shout out to them.
All right.
That's all I got.
All right. All right, let's get into these.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right, what you got for your what the fuck moment?
All right, I just got a couple. The first one, unlike your team, my Morehouse College lost to ECSU. I said, who the fuck is ECSU? Elizabeth City State University. I said, who the fuck is Elizabeth City State? Y'all suck, man. I'm like, oh my God, Morehouse. Come on. That halftime band, they got it. But the rest of y'all, Jesus Christ, I don't know what's going on. I was like, whoo. Oh, embarrassing. And then last one I got is the University of Rice released a apology for their band, who basically mocked the Baylor University sexual assault cases by forming a Roman numeral 9.
I saw that
during their band's formation, which I thought was a little too soon and not okay.
Yeah, it was. I saw they did it right. To make sure it was facing right in Baylor's side of the ball.
And it was wow. Like, that's a low blow. So just you know, I appreciate that they apologized, but just it shouldn't have happened.
Yeah, and I've heard they do a little stuff out there, but I was like, wow,
that's
pretty
up.
Ballsy.
Yeah, that's pretty ballsy. But that's all I got.
Okay. Yeah, I have two myself. First out is this video of Terrell Suggs' baby mama calls him out on video for being a bad father. I mean, you guys can go around and find it. I mean,
yeah,
she's just saying that, you know, he's in the school with kids with clothes that's too damn small and no
shoes
food.
That don't fit.
You ain't sitting there with no lunch. You ain't giving no money. You got all this money. They can't eat.
Talking about the lunch boxes and everything is at your house.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, damn.
Yeah, so she went in, you know, of course, you know, he, you know, reads a statement saying all that bullshit. He's a great father. And, you know, it's two sides. I don't know what the hell. But
yeah, I don't know.
Like,
but when she went off like that, I was like,
oh, she must have done something.
You pissed her off.
Mm-hmm. You made threats. I mean, it's the age of videos.
Yep.
YouTube, social media, Vines, all that. Mm-hmm. People going to just vent how they want to vent.
Exactly.
And the other one, I saw this one. I was like, wow. So Lance Stephenson signed a contract, a $1.22 million deal with the Pelicans 1 year. Only $100,000 of that is guaranteed. I was like, what?
Take what you can get.
Damn. And this was from a guy who, I believe this is 3 years ago. Was it 3 years ago? Turned down a 5-year, $45 million deal to return to the Pacers. Signed a 3-year, $27 million deal with the Hornets. And which I think that was like...
That lasted like a year.
Yeah, and I think it was like, oh, well, only 1 year is guaranteed. I'm like, What in the hell?
This is why sometimes, like they say, the grass is not always greener on the other side.
Nope. And now look like Pacers on their way back up. Mm-hmm. Look, he's got talent. I hope he can find a place that can use his talent to the best of their ability. Because, Jesus, I'm like, man, you have Paul in.
Yeah.
Thought you could get more. Like, jeez, damn.
Yeah, it's bad for him.
3 years ago,
man.
You were hoping to get like, 13.
He one of the best perimeter defenders in the game. Not no more.
Nope. So sometimes you got look. I'm all for guys having a personality, playing with some fire, all of that. You just have to be in control.
Yep.
When you see how Westbrook got all this crap.
Yep.
For being out of control and all that, but I mean, you ain't Russell Westbrook.
Exactly.
So. That dude got talent.
Oh man. That boy's got talent.
Yeah, he does. Shout out to your spirit.
Yes, sir.
Your boy. And shout out to you, all of you. Shout out to you for tuning in to another episode of the Brothers Lame and Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. Make sure you are subscribed to us, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud, anywhere you listen to podcasts, and you can find us there. Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and Stitcher. Let us know what you guys think of the show. Rate our show. The other shows we have, like I said, the break. Yes, we wrapped up the discussion about with our friend David from the LAPD. I recommend once again, y'all guys check that out. If you haven't had to listen to it, it's 4 episodes total, probably about 2.5 hours. The conversation was long, but they're all broken up about 30-40 minutes. Mm-hmm. Really good read, real informative. I'm about to go back to listen to it again, make some notes for next time. So yeah, make sure you guys are checking out that, and of course the. Turn my headphones up.
Yes, sir.
If y'all want to get at us directly, either Jonathan or myself, you can do so via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, voicemail, 323-455-4219, Twitter, @brotherslayman, and you can also find us on the website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, hit us up. Definitely want to thank you guys out there for the first-time listeners. Definitely want to thank you for checking us out, see what we're about up in here in the happy hour. For the long time listeners, definitely want to thank you guys for keeping up with us for the long haul.
Sure.
Please continue to send those reviews, all the feedback. It's all welcome. We love it all. We will continue to read everything on the show.
Yeah, we do.
If you did enjoy the show, go ahead and tell all your loved ones. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. Let's see who we got today. Tell your pens. Tell your crayons. Tell your pencils. Tell your books, tell your banjos, tell your paper clips, tell your folders, tell everybody about the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla.
May I see your driver's license, please? May I see your driver's license, please? What's that in your cassette deck?
Brainiac dum-dums, what's the scientifical approach to the course and the force is centrifugal? Can you find your way through the lyrics that be catching them? Throw another rhyme across the room, they be fetching them. Then they take a loss to the master. And I throws crazy blows and they knows I be plastering. All across the room, on the ceilings and the walls too. Punk motherfucker, didn't know I had the balls to come around their block with my cock diesel system and turn it up to 10 and then start to diss them. And they didn't want to battle, if they did, when they saw me, they'd open up their trunk, but they tried to ignore me. Hey, motherfuckers, I know you hear me calling you. Thought you wanted some, but I see that you're all into frontin'. Ain't no future in your frontin', so let's get it on like Marvin Gaye. Hey. Take the cash and sit it on the hood of your bullshit low-riding Cadillac. Back up your boys and let's start the battle act like, you know, the master ace don't play when it comes to my bass.
This ain't a blast from the past, it's a boomer from the future.
I'm a G-Bass nigga. Driving down the block like what else should a brother do? It's Saturday, the heat might smother you. Rolling down my window, gee, I have an air conditioner. But I got the sound I want the whole world to listen to. Waiting at a red light, Kentucky Fried Chicken. And blowing theory tape in, bass crazy kicking in. See this boy
Puerto Rican, Latin, Chico, Rico, Suave. In a red Corolla, ayo, does he wanna play? Pulling up beside me, looking like he want it. Show me what you got, then watch me get up on it. Holding up traffic, but we can't hear they horns, cause he got music a grande, and he got it going on. But I think I better school him, cause he don't know the time. So I'm turning up the boom, cause he cannot fuck with mine. Brothers hear me hitting from like 50 blocks away. I wanna turn the head, so you know I got to play. High decibels, passing through a residential district. See a few cuties, and I turn it up like this quick. Mira, mira, man, don't sleep. I got the woofers in my jeans. I'm a G-Fast nigga. Black boy, turn that shit down. You know that America don't wanna hear the sound of the bass drum. Jungle music, go back to Africa. Nigga, I'll arrest you if you're holding up traffic. I'll be damned if I listen. So cops, save your breath and write another ticket if you have any left, man. I'm breaking eardrums while I'm breaking the law. I'm disturbing all the peace, cause the soldier said war. So catch me if you can. If you can, here's a donut. Cause once you drive away, yo, you know I'm gonna go nut. And turn it up the way it was before. Nice try, but you can't stop the power of the bass in your eye. I wonder if I blasted a little Elvis Presley. Would they pull me over and attempt to arrest me? I really doubt it. They probably start dancing, jumping on my dick and pissing in their pants and wiggling and jiggling and grabbing on their pelvis. But you know my name, so you never hear no Elvis. Strictly the hardcore, dirty street level shit. Guards on my side, so watch what the devil get. Positivity hitting 50 levels deep. Coming out, the woofers in my jeans. I'm a G-Fast.